It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market, Ireland's favourite outdoor market. Now, Fairy House has been there over 30 years. It's been a Sunday go-to for people from near and far ever since it was established. And Jeremy, I know you have been recently to Fairy House. They have absolutely everything, don't they?
I'm going to warn you about going to Fairy House Market, because we made this mistake the last few times. If you were going, allow yourself plenty of time, because it's huge. It's bigger than... So I hadn't been for a while, and I went a couple of months ago, and I'd forgotten how big it actually is. And by the time you get around it, like, it's nearly closed. So go early, because it's absolutely huge. And it's one of those places you won't go empty-handed. There's always something that, even if you didn't want... You need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or even if you didn't need it, you want it.
Now, both of us in the last few weeks have been there, and both of us left with bags full of stuff that we bought. And at Fairy House, you can get everything. Clothing, shoes, jewellery, sportswear, kitchenware, pillows, plants and shrubs, and much, much more. So do pop along to Fairy House Sunday Market. It is open most Sundays during the year, with the odd weekend, about 5 weekends during the year that it's closed for the race meetings. Now, we went and spoke to a number of stallholders in Fairy House, and Pat sells everything and anything to do with bedding.
There's you've bed sets there, bedding there, four-piece bed sets, they're 30 euros. They're all cotton. There's mixtures, there's maybe 40, 50 designs any week. And then you have blankets there, you have throws, say, and you've also... baby blankets, you have washable mats, more bedding than anything else, you know.
And what brings you back to Fairy House week after week after week?
Trying to earn a living.
Perfect answer. So make sure you pop along to Fairy House Sunday Market, open most Sundays of the year at Fairy House Racecourse near Rathoath in County Meath. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? It's a topic that I find fascinating for all the wrong reasons. And what I mean by that is I find it fascinating...
that people believe it.
Yes.
Yeah, one of our regular listeners, big fan of the show and a friend of the show, Jonathan, regularly sends us topics that he wants or thinks we should talk about. And this particular topic on chemtrails, we wanted to talk about it so many times, but it was very hard to find people that were actually... believed in it. Mm. And Jonathan is one of those people. I don't know how far or how much he believes in it. But when I knew I was talking about this, I put a search into Twitter. And the amount of people every day that take photographs up in the sky, mm-hmm. I actually decided to troll them last summer. Over my house, there was a load of, I call them contrails because I don't, chemtrails.
But that's what they are.
Yeah. There was a load of contrails, vapor from planes over my house. And I took a photograph and put it up on Twitter. And I said in the caption, I said, I'm going indoors and I'm bringing my kids indoors. They're spraying stuff over our houses. And I left the tweet up there. And about 4 hours later, I came back to the tweet and it was filled with people going, you're right, you're right, you're right. The plane should be grounded. They're trying to poison us. Now, my point has always been, why would an airline want to poison its passengers? Kill off
it makes no sense. It makes zero sense. So it's a conspiracy. The chemtrail conspiracy theory is the false claim that long-lasting condensation trails, which they call chemtrails, consist of chemical and biological agents left in the sky by high-flying aircraft, yep. Deliberately sprayed for purposes undisclosed to the general public.
Now, there were a lot of people, and Jonathan, in fairness, Jonathan is a very intelligent man, and I want to respect his opinion. I want to respect everybody's opinion. I'm not going to take the piss because I want to hear why he believes that. This podcast is called Opinions Matter, and I said Jonathan isn't some loony, some American loony. He's a very intelligent bloke. He has opinions on everything. He's very well educated, and I'm going to try and find out why he believes this stuff.
Okay, well, he joins us on the line. Jonathan, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Good afternoon,
Adrian.
How are you doing, Jeremy?
Good.
So,
now, as I said, I bigged you up there. I said you're an intelligent man, which you are.
Hey, Jeremy, in all fairness.
But I just don't get this. I don't get this.
Well, look, like I said, it's this thing now, Jeremy. Right? When you look up into the sky where I am now, it's about what your eyes, what you can see with your eyes. Now, I see, we have got a plane right now out of my car window, and I can see, like, contrails. Disappeared now, the plane goes by, they're drawing up after it, there's nothing left in the sky. And on the same, I can look over to the side to see trails and trails and trails of things all over the place. They hang around for hours and hours and hours. You know, now I got to the EPA about this last year because I was out with the kids, a lovely sunny day in the park, and it was just planes all over the place, just spewing stuff out of the back of them. So I got on to the EPA about it. They put me through to the second department, to the third department, and when the girl got back to me at the end of the line, our final answer was, well, the line we are giving is it's contrails. That's the line we are putting out. And that was her words, not mine. You know, you have states in America now banning this thing actively. And I'm looking
What do you mean banning? Banning airplanes?
No, they're banning the contrails, Adrian. Ohio has done it already. Pennsylvania have putting laws through now to ban it.
Hang on for a second. To ban what? Mm. To ban vapor coming out of the engines of airplanes?
If that's what I'm saying. So if it's vapor, it's vapor. Well, like I said, I'm looking at a plane that with vapor coming out of the back from the engines, okay? The plane has gone by, all the vapor is dried up behind it. On the other side, making siege trails in the sky where planes are flown by and it hasn't been dried up behind it. Now, I'm only asking questions here, you know. I'm not going far too deep down the rabbit hole, but I'm concerned about it because when I read the EPA and I'm told that's the line we're giving, that's not very, you know, inspiring for me.
Okay, Two of the things that came up in recent years about chemtrails or contrails was that during COVID-19, people believed, and this was widespread belief, people believed that big pharma were actually spreading the COVID-19 vaccine through chemtrails. So literally, for the people who
we were getting the vaccine whether we wanted it or not.
So yeah, for the people who didn't.
Well, look, again.
No, you don't.
Listen,
believe,
I've only asked.
You don't believe.
Right?
No, but you don't believe that, Jonathan, do you?
No. I'm only asking. Listen, I don't believe that. No, I'm only asking questions. Like, I'm reading the thing here right from Climate Home News from February 29th, 2024. Nations failed to agree a ban on research or solar engineering. Now, you know, the stuff going on in the skies, we know this. It's been, like, advertised. It's been out for a while now. So, talks in Nairobi, governments could not find consensus on new global governance for SRM, including proposals for non-use on EU expert panel. Now, our SRM is Solar Radiation Management. Now,
what does that do?
So, well, that's the thing, in the way it deflects the sun back into the sky so the ground doesn't heat as much on the ground, keep temperatures down on Earth.
Okay.
That's what they reckon it's for. So, like I said, I'm only asking questions, and I just find, like I said, I can see planes all day long, boys. And some of them you can know the vapor's drying up behind the plane. And other ones, the trailers just hang around for hours and hours and hours.
Okay, what do you think is happening?
Well, if it is just solar radiation management, who asked them to do that? When did we vote for this? Because they're saying that they're doing these things. I don't remember asking me to vote on solar radiation management.
And when you, this solar radiation management, you believe that airplanes are deliberately making clouds in the sky, essentially. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, well, you can see them. So, you know, I can see with my eyes, Adrian, what's hanging around over my head when the planes have gone by. No sign of the plane.
But that's because, and I'll explain that in a few minutes, the reason that vapour stays longer in certain cases is all to do with humidity and how...
Longer is not 8 or 9 of them crisscross. Look, I said, I'm showing you the videos. You're telling me all them videos I've sent you, they're all just...
Well, videos can be doctored, Jonathan, and especially...
Well, you're seeing the one at the airport, Adrian, or Jeremy, where the plane comes in with the shit spilling out of the back of it. You're seeing the thing where the plane just stops, continues on, but the trailer
okay,
do
you live under the flight path, or do you live under any of the flight paths?
I live close to an airport, yeah.
Okay, as does Adrian there. Now, if you're... theory was correct that chemtrails are a thing, you would be dead at this stage, and so would Adrian, because you were literally...
But again, I'm not saying they're dropping chemicals. I'm only saying if it is just to put the solar radiation management to get the sun deflected from the earth, I don't remember voting for any of these things. So, you know, I'm not saying that they're poisonous. I'm saying, what's the idea with sending the sun back up into the sky sign up for this?
So how does this work? How does this work? Does Michael O'Leary get sent a bank draft to...
Well, I'm sure it's not passenger planes, Adrian, now, Fulham. I'm sure it's not passenger planes. You know that kind of way. Because, like I said, these are governments talking about these things. Governments have failed to agree on how the United Nations should regulate controversial solar radiation management techniques.
Okay, but so you're saying it's not commercial airplanes. I have seen contrails in the sky that last for ages coming out of the back of a passenger plane because I have the flight radar app. Because I have the flight radar app and I can see the bloody thing.
Right, so I'm just saying, like I said, I've noticed this more and more over the years getting worse and worse. Every day there's a bit of sunshine, like you walk out in the morning, there's just planes all over the place just spurting out this stuff. Look, I'm looking at one right now. Now I'm looking at another plane on the far side of it, where there's no big trail behind it. It's just, you can see the vapour, it's drying up behind it, and I'm looking at the other one, where there's just a big stream of it.
So do you...
Like I said, I can only say what I can see, and I'm looking at it, and I can see it, and I can't deny what I can see. Like I said, I'm only asking questions here.
Okay.
But they are saying that they're doing this stuff. So my question is, I don't ever been asked what they do over my head. I've never been asked to vote on any of this. Nobody put this forward in a referendum or a manifesto for government. But they're doing it, obviously.
And do you believe that it's coordinated?
Of course they do. Well, governments have failed. Governments, plural, lots of them. So, you know, like I said, I'm just asking questions. I just don't believe when I'm on to the EPA and they say to me, the line we're putting out there is, that's not the answer I was looking for to inspire me or any confidence.
No, I do find that a little bit strange myself, to be honest, but...
I was looking for confirmation and I didn't get it, Aidan, from the ones that are supposed to know all about this stuff.
Okay, so...
And then you wonder why your head goes, well, where else could it be? You know, you start asking more questions then rather than being satisfied with the answer.
But surely if planes were spraying chemicals out to do whatever, I mean, there's a huge conspiracy theory that they believe it's to the Great Reset and that to bring down the population of the world and all that, and that they're spraying things that will make you infertile. Now, if that was the case, I was able to make three babies, so it didn't affect me.
But Jeremy, you're talking about perspective, like that governments have never done anything wrong to the people before.
No, of course they have. So
we know that governments don't really, they're not there for the benefit of all. Let's be clear on that.
Do you think the government is paying Michael O'Leary money and saying, here, listen, Michael. Listen to me for a sec. That fly, Michael, that you have going to Barcelona today. Listen, we have this case of chemicals.
No, I don't think they're filling passenger planes with chemicals, Jeremy. I don't think that because
I've just said to you, Jonathan.
Governments have failed to agree on how the United Nations should regulate controversial solar radiation management. That's not me saying that.
Okay. I have seen contrails because I'm a regular user of the flight radar app. I have it on my phone. I pay for the premium, so I use it all the time. And I have seen these contrails lasting coming out of the back of a commercial airplane. Now, if they're deliberately doing that, then somewhere, somehow, they're being paid to do it.
And probably somewhere, Jeremy. We all know money gets funded in and out of companies and in and out of this and that and all the rest, and money gets circulated. I mean, no governments are corrupt, can we agree on at least that much?
Some are.
When was the last time your government promised you something and went and done it? We know they're corrupt. And again, we can go back to the COVID thing just a little bit. The lawyers that were told, they've never apologised for telling lawyers or for being wrong. They just whitewash it and pretend that it didn't happen. So all I'm saying is I'm just asking questions. I've seen it more and more. It's becoming more and more noticeable. And now there are states in America that are putting in laws to ban this stuff from happening.
Jonathan, this is the bit I want to find out more
about.
How can you ban something that is a chemical reaction in the sky? That's how these contrails... condensation trails, okay? That's what they are.
I understand that.
How can you ban that?
Because I'm listening. You're not listening to me, Adrian. I don't know whether it's willfully you're not listening or whether you are listening. I can see planes in the sky with contrails where the droids are after them when they're gone. And then I can see planes where it's hanging around all day after the plane is gone. It's not just a minute or two or 10 or 15 minutes. It's all day. It sits there. And I'm reading you that the United Nations have sat down last year and discussed these things. So this is not just me saying it. Nations are sitting down talking about it. Now, whether that's just to reflect the sun back up into the sky, I don't agree with that. I don't want that happening either. Or whether like people believe that it's chemicals falling down on top of you. I'm not saying I know what the answer is. I'm just saying it's odd that it's happening. I didn't sign up for it. And why are they doing it?
Okay, you don't accept that these contrails forming in the sky are just a chemical reaction to the height of the plane.
Not when the EPA says to me, that's the line we're told to give.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Jonathan, if you can. You think you're bad. Wait till you hear the caller we have in just a moment.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Neem, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Neem?
There's a difference between contrails and chemtrails. That's where yous are getting a bit confused.
Okay, explain.
If you really want to get to know what chemtrails are, you have to understand what's known as geoengineering. And the ideology, this has been going on for years. It's not a new phenomenon. They use cloud seeding to create rain in areas that need rain for agricultural business and stuff like that. They've been doing it in Dubai. They've been doing it in America for years. There's US patents on this. And it's basically micro aluminium foil kind of shearings that they spray out into the cloud, and then they use a system called HARF, which is magnetic force up into the sky, then that actually creates the clouds to actually precipitation, basically, and they can make rain on demand.
Yes, I'm aware that can be done. Okay,
and chemtrails that we're experiencing are pretty much another process in which they are altering the weather in the world, and that's a fact. It's a fact. It's been proven and been trying to be.
Geoengineering is real. That is real. Yes.
Chemtrails are part of geoengineering.
No, chemtrails is a conspiracy theory, and the reason it's called a conspiracy theory because a theory is something that cannot be proven. And it's been, by the way, Neem, I have to ask, I have to ask you and Jonathan both the question. If chemtrails are a thing, and if commercial planes.
Hang on.
Just as I was coming into work here, an Airbus A320 Qatar Airways was flying over, because I could see it on the flight map, and it was it had vapor coming out of the back. Now that's a commercial plane.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, but you said about the commercial planes don't do it.
We don't know if the planes that are actually flying around are actually passenger airliners.
No, it
or
was.
Not,
it was.
Not
no,
on it.
Sorry, no. Sorry, you was actually.
There is. No, also, but many no. Hang on, name.
It was a 777 from Doha. Qatar Airways, that is a passenger plane.
It might be branded like one.
Oh, it might be branded like one.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Sorry, when they're spraying this chemicals out of the, they spray the airplane as well and brand it as Qatar Airways.
Oh, come on now. Did you think Air Force One flies around with no sign on it?
But Neem, Qatar Airways plane, yeah, that 777 that flew over me, yeah? That landed in Dublin Airport, because I know from the... So who got off the plane then?
Well, I wasn't on it, were you?
No, but when the plane landed and went to the gate, are you saying there was nobody on that plane?
Yeah, how do you know it went to the gate? You don't know where it landed, where it goes.
Well, I saw it on the flight map that it landed at Dublin Airport, so...
The point I'm trying to make is, Neem, and I said this
to Jonathan a while ago, I have seen contrails coming out of the back of aircraft lingering in the sky, and when I look at the plane on my flight radar app, it shows me that it's a commercial flight from London to New York or whatever, with any of the big airlines that we all know. So what's going on here then?
I'm not disputing that it is a passenger plane or not. I'm just saying that they're not going to actually sit there and write, this is a chemtrail plane down the side of it. It's going to be branded as if it's something else. Like, there's plenty of freight aircraft that fly around. Yeah, we see them every day landing in Dublin Airport, DHL and the like. Well, who's on them and what's on them? We don't know.
Cargo.
We know.
Cargo.
You have a cargo that's a chemtrail too. You know, we don't have flight manifests. We have nothing. We have no knowledge or information. Everyone just assumes it's exactly what you're saying. It's a normal flight coming in and people are getting off from Dubai.
Okay, but you don't know. Okay, but again,
see the chemtrails in the sky. So where did it come from?
So they came from vapor out of the engines of the plane.
In the same way.
Vapor dissipates after 5 minutes max. No. It doesn't sit there and disperse into the sky and next you have new cloud formation. You only have to see multiple... You see pictures in the mornings of people putting them up and there's multiple diagonal lines. And 2 hours later, you have cloud formation. That's not water vapor.
But your clouds are water vapor. That's exactly what they are.
Chemtrails aren't.
So, can I just get back to this? I am going to give it to you. Because I'm fascinated with this flight, this Qatar Airways flight, that I'm sure had passengers on it, because I saw on the flight...
No, but you don't know that.
But you don't know that. That's what I'm saying. And you have to... When you don't know the reality of the situation, what's going on there. And a lot of it is, the government wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do this to us. But they've actually been doing cloud seeding and geoengineering.
Okay, Naeem, here's what the scientists say about contrails, because they won't use the word chemtrail because it's a made-up word.
I haven't used the word once.
Yeah. Scientists, right, that word, they're bought and paid for. If you have a pharmaceutical company paying someone to give you an opinion, it's not an opinion.
Okay, here's what they say. Okay, here's what the paid for shills say anyway. They say contrails are formed when water vapor and fine subparticles from burning jet fuel freeze into ice crystals. So they're up so high, they're at 35,000 feet, freezing cold out there. When they come out, they turn into ice crystals. In low air humidity, these crystals just dissipate. So that would explain that some planes don't have contrails. However, in higher humidity, they persist and end up creating visible vapor trails over large areas of sky for a long length of time, for a persistent length of time, etc.
In high temperature areas, and Ireland is one of the coldest countries in the world, you know what I mean?
You didn't say high temperature, you said high humidity.
High humidity, it says.
Humidity. Oh, high humidity.
Yeah. Mm.
Jonathan, I'm going to. I know you have to go in a minute, Jonathan.
I just want to say this before I go, because this is what kind of bullshit to you, right? You admitted at the start of this that these things are happening, that geoengineering is happening, and I told you what the EPA said to me, and Adrian, you said that's not really a great answer.
No,
but you will defend and but you will deny the fact that it's happening, even though, like I said, when the EPA are telling you and governments are telling us they're doing these things. And they can't come to a consensus on what to do next about it. And that was only done last year. The UN went to Nairobi, 160 countries went and sat down to talk about this thing. So it's happening. Now, again, like I said, you will agree that what the EPA said is not great. It's not a great answer. It's a non-answer is what it is. And so, you know what I mean? So you can look with your eyes and you can see...
When you hear that scientific explanation as to what makes contrails form...
But then why can't they come to a consensus on it, Adrian? Why can't 160 countries come to a consensus on it?
On what?
If the science are telling... on what to do about it, whether to continue on with it or whether to do studies to see what's the actual effects of this thing.
Jonathan, to continue on with what? This is the bit that you're not making sense here.
What do you mean when I said, you've seen that they're doing it.
We have just explained...
The geoengineering in
Jonathan, we have just explained how contrails are formed in the sky and how...
So contrails.
Yeah.
But again, like
trails.
I said, but what I'm saying to you, Adrian, that you agree that what the EPA said to me is a non-answer. You also agree that you know that geoengineering is going on. It's been going on for years. You have agreed to that.
No, but Jonathan,
then you'll kick back and then say, I don't believe it. How does that make any sense?
But Jonathan, if you're hinging this whole conspiracy on the fact that the way that woman responded to you, first of all, I've no reason not to believe you, but we didn't hear what that woman said. Secondly, this could have been just a case of she's fed up of getting calls from conspiracy theorists.
She's an EPA. It doesn't matter. She's trying to quit her job.
No, she was a girl answering the phone. She's not the
No, she was the third. She's the third girl to answer the phone. I went to the secondary. She put on to the next one. It was the third person up the chain that told me that, Jeremy. It wasn't just a girl receptionist in the office.
I know.
It was the third one up the chain.
Well, what it sounded like to me was a please fuck off response. As in, listen,
here's another bloody crackpot on the phone.
So if you're in charge of the EPA and I ring you with a genuine concern, you would think you would try to appease me and just say, well, there's nothing to worry about, this is not and that. They didn't say that. They said the line we are giving is that it's contrails. That's what she said to me. So like I said, conspiracy theory, you try to, if you're in that job and people are ringing you with these concerns, and I rang my TD about this there 2 weeks ago just to see if the story was.
Jonathan, why are you wasting TD's time ringing them about chemtrails?
I'll ask them a question I want, Jeremy. That's what they're there for.
Jonathan, by your own admission,
what I was told was that they're getting an awful lot more calls about this thing than they ever did before. So people are starting to be concerned.
No, of course they are, because people are putting up videos and doctors. videos and photographs.
Or people are looking at the sky, Jeremy, and you can see what's happening over their heads. Now, like I said,
but Jonathan, you live underneath the flight. I'm waiting. Sorry, by the way, after the break, while you hear this message, we've asked this woman to come on about 5 times. I need to talk to this woman, Jessie. But while you hear the message she sent, but the point is, you live under a flight path. So given. Well, Naeem, why is Adrian lives under a flight path as well, Naeem? Why? How come Adrian, or Naeem, how come Adrian is alive? How come he's not dead?
Again, I'm saying there could be just a deflector sun back up into the sky, which I didn't go for. Nobody asked me about that.
But sorry, Naeem. Let me ask you the answer from the EPA, the line we're given.
That's not fair. I have to go now, boys. Anyway,
all right. Thanks, Jonathan. Sorry, Naeem.
I can answer that. I live in Howth, which is a direct flight path into Dublin Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not dead, but it depends on what they're flying. You haven't thought of, or obviously researched, the other options of geoengineering.
Meaning?
You need to understand what they're actually doing.
And what do you believe they're actually doing?
It's no longer weather manipulation. It's atmospheric manipulation, and there's a huge difference in both of them.
Okay, with a view, with a view named doing what?
Well, there's plenty of things. Like this is all debunked as conspiracy theories for years, right? And now all of a sudden, the HAARP machine is real, right? Geoengineering, people have actually worked out that this is actually real. This is happening. Nanoparticle stuff, engineering, people thought, oh, you're bonkers, mad. You have no idea what you're talking about. And now all of a sudden, it's actually patents, and people are starting to research this and go, actually, this is a real thing. Yes, it is a real thing.
But my question is, and this is what I was trying to get from Jonathan as well, what's the end goal here? What's going on? What are they trying to achieve?
It is world depopulation by some way or means, be it with pollution. Like they reckon the average human is now exposed to more plastic nanoparticles between the seafood that we eat as well.
Okay, well, then let me ask you a question. How come the age expectancy of human beings has literally tripled in the last 100 years?
I knew you were going to go, okay,
that's a fact.
I don't know.
That's
but
a fact.
Here's the thing. You have to explain then how come Alzheimer's has had like a 1,000% increase.
Because we're living longer.
It's not nothing to do with living longer. I know people. My father got Alzheimer's at 67 years of age. That's not old. That's not old by a long feet. And he worked out on the road every day. He worked for Dublin City Council.
What are you implying? That a young man developing Alzheimer's at 67 is after developing it because he's been poisoned from the sky?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying in general, we're being poisoned at many levels. It's in our water. It's in the environment.
But again, the bit that doesn't make any sense to me anytime I've had this conversation is, Why are they doing this? What do they want to achieve?
There's the question. You're saying why, but if you're asking why, the answer is there for you. If they didn't want to do this, why are they doing geoengineering?
I don't believe they're doing it out of the back of a commercial aeroplane.
Well, no, either does Naeem. He says it's planes disguised.
We don't know if it's. It could be both. We don't know. Okay. That's the unknown because we're not given that information.
In 1950 in Ireland, the average expectancy, life expectancy, was 46 years of age. Believe it or not, 46. And it's now between 75 and 80, probably a lot higher for other people.
But you're taking Ireland, take the global average in every country, and you'll see there's a massive increase, just in Ireland.
Okay, Naeem, do me a favour and stay with us for a second.
In fairness, and I don't agree with what he's saying, he's well versed in the subject. He seems to know what he's
talking. I've learned absolutely nothing. I'm none the wiser as to what's going on and why it's going on.
Well, you are. So the next time you look on your little... In fact, I'm going to look at the flight app now in a second. By the way, if you think what Naeem is saying is outlandish, did you see what Jesse's saying? Did you see the message from Jesse?
No.
Read it after the break. This will blow your mind. And we'll read it out and I'll put it to Naeem and see how he feels about it. Don't even read it yet.
Okay.
I'll read it now in a second. We're trying to get her on. But the reason she won't come on is because she's saying you won't take her seriously.
Okay, let's bring in Jay.
Hi, lads. I'm not sure what the agenda is to say that they're poisoning us, but the last few years, if you notice, like some of the clouds are just constant blanket. and it's like, it doesn't look natural. It's like some of them have just big straight edges. They're like this wave coming over the sky. I wouldn't say I'm a conspiracy theorist. I do question a lot of things, but if there's evidence pointing towards what the suspicion is, then maybe there's something there, but I don't know. It's, you know, you have to question these things, but not to invest everything into them. But yeah, there must be something. There must be something to it, but maybe some people go too deep into it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy, you'll see.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Now, let's have a read of this message that came in to us a moment ago.
Before you read the message, I did say I'd do this before the break. I went onto Flight Radar, which is an app we both use. There's a flight literally flying over Drogheda at the moment at 32,000 feet. It's a Boeing 777 from Frankfurt in Germany to San Francisco, and it's flying over right over Drogheda as we speak at 32,000 feet. Now, if we look out the window of a house in Drogheda, we'll probably see trails coming out of the back of it. Is there a possibility, Niamh, that that plane, United Airlines flight UA59, is there a possibility that there's no passengers on that plane and it's just filled with chemicals?
Everything is possible, buddy. Everything is possible. We don't know. That's what I'm saying to you. Nobody knows what's on that plane unless you're on it.
No, but if you were to have an educated guess, would you say there's a couple of hundred passengers on it going to San Francisco? Would you say?
But there's a possibility both is happening, yeah.
So it's as likely that that plane has passengers on it as it is that there's no passengers and big cans
of chemicals.
There actually is photographs of these planes online with the chemicals inside.
I know, but, yeah, but
there's no beach in them.
I saw a photograph online of a big giant spider with a human head. With a human head walking through a supermarket there last week. It was AI. Okay. It was AI.
But, well, these aren't AI photographs. They're 1950s, 1960s photographs of early pilots, and then they have the more modern Airbus seats. There's no seats inside them, so it's just these canister kind of, they look like huge gas canisters basically with holes.
Okay, I've seen those photographs as well, and all of those photographs have been debunked
just,
as well.
Just hang on with that message for a sec. Go to Robbie first because we're trying to get Jesse on.
Okay, Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
Oh, loving this. This is fucking great fun.
In what way?
Everything. Okay, he mentioned Jonathan mentioned earlier on about the microplastics. Yes, we know we're being exposed to microplastics because, you know, dumping, it's getting into the water, whatever. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's just a fact. It's just humans being stupid. But getting back to on topic, I just don't believe that people fall for these conspiracy theories. And Adrian, he was more or less only saying to you, he didn't use the words, but he more or less said to you, do your research.
No, no, that's the answer to everything. That's the answer to everything.
I could do my research now and I could find evidence. I won't say credible. I could find evidence for a flat Earth. Now, we know the Earth's not flat. It's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. But I could still find evidence. I could find evidence of lizard people who live under the Earth, who drink the blood of children. I don't know if you remember that from a couple of years ago. They were blaming Hillary Clinton on being part of this group of, you know, politicians that were drinking children's blood to remain young.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's evidence of that as well.
Okay, so when you hear that, Jonathan wasn't quite as severe as Niamh in terms of his opinion, but Jonathan was saying they're creating clouds in the sky basically out of the back of airplanes in order to reflect the sun. What do you think of that? Concept.
They're not. They're just not.
Okay. Like, and then he mentioned
cloud cover. Every year we've had every year our summers are hotter and hotter. Every year on year. You know, there's an actual, you can watch, look at a trend. You'll find every year for the past maybe 20 odd years, our summers are getting marginally hotter every year without fail.
So,
it may not last as long, but okay, they're getting there.
Okay, but Niamh then takes it a step further and he believes misquote you. You believe in your heart and soul that for some reason we are being deliberately poisoned from the sky.
Yes. 100%.
Okay, prove it.
And not just in the sky, in the atmosphere around our environment, at every level.
Prove it.
Water, water, everything. Sure, we have a neurotoxin in our water. We're the only country in the world that has a neurotoxin in our water.
Prove it.
It's called fluoride. Why do we have fluoride in our water?
More. I'm not going to stick. How much fluoride is in the water?
How much fluoride? More than enough.
I want numbers. I want actual numbers. Parts per million, how much fluoride is in water?
I'm not going to quote you because I don't know exactly the percentage they put in every day.
So you found out on some random website that there's fluoride in the water.
No, I didn't. You can go on to the EPA website and it'll tell you what your fluoride is in our water.
No one's denying there's fluoride in the water. There's fluoride in the water. But
yeah, well, then what are you talking about?
I want parts per million.
You know what fluoride is? It's a neurotoxin.
Parts per million.
That's what it is.
Okay, if I was to give you the chemical breakdown of an apple, you'd see cyanide in it.
Yeah.
So are apples going to kill us?
Probably not.
Probably not, but are you taking 60 litres of apples a day?
Is cyanide lethal?
In certain quantities, it is extremely lethal,
okay.
Yeah.
Is fluoride lethal?
Yes.
In certain
it
quantities?
It is lethal.
In certain quantities. So it's no different.
Okay, Niamh, again, I have to ask you because I've never gotten the answer to this question.
Yeah.
Why are they, and I'm using the word they because I don't know who they are, why are they doing what they're doing from the skies and who's paying for it and are the airlines involved? And does Michael O'Leary get a big fat check every year for dumping a load of chemicals over the Irish Sea or over Dublin?
I can't answer for Michael O'Leary personally because I don't know.
Jesus.
I don't know. To be honest, I don't think there's enough fees on it for him, to be honest. He'd probably have a seat and fee for everything, you know. But in reality, we actually don't know the real agenda, what they're doing. But they wouldn't have formed and created geoengineering if there wasn't an ulterior motive to it. We don't need rain.
We don't. But there are parts of the world that desperately need rain. And that's where this cloud creation has been tested.
It's used. It's not tested. It's used. A simple fact that they use it. And they do weather modifications.
Okay,
and
so what is the harm in creating cloud and moisture in an area that is prone to drought, for example?
You can't play with nature because you're upsetting the natural ecology of the planet.
Niamh,
when you start doing this.
Niamh, can we read out a message for you? Because I've just been told my ear. And Robbie, you need to sit down for this one, okay?
I want to get back in there quickly before you get back.
Okay, go on.
Basically, I Googled fluoride in water. 0.6 and 0.8 parts per million.
Yeah. And what's the legal limit in Europe? What's the legal limit in Europe?
I haven't gotten that far on the Google search yet. There's fluoride in toothpaste. There's fluoride in toothpaste.
We know there's fluoride in toothpaste. You don't have to ask me that.
So you don't brush your teeth.
It's supposed to stop the cavities in your teeth. Yeah, right. It doesn't.
Do you brush your teeth?
I was just about to ask that question. Do you brush your teeth?
I do. But you can get fluoride-free toothpaste. And
that's what you brush your teeth with, fluoride-free toothpaste.
And how do you know there's no fluoride in it? Have you done a chemical analysis?
Yeah, because that's what you do, isn't it? You just chemically anonymize everything in your life. You have to take your word that the actual manufacturer has no fluoride.
Lads, have a listen to this now for a sec, because we tried to get this woman on. We've spent the last 10 minutes trying to get her on, and she won't come on because she doesn't think she'd be taken seriously. Now, I want to know.
Okay.
So I want you to have a listen. Her name is Jessie. Robbie, you need to sit down for this, and the rest of you need to sit down because you're going to collapse when you hear this. No, but this is actually quite serious because this mom that contacted us believes this with her heart. And she says, I'm not coming on to your podcast to have you two clowns rip the piss out of me, but this is a fact, and fact is in caps lock, so she means business. My son developed autism from chemtrails. Hang on. We lived on the flight path of Dublin Airport when I was pregnant. And when my son was born, for the first year until I got a house transfer, he ended up being diagnosed with autism because of it. It's 100% real, and you need to research it. Yep. Don't give out my full name, Jesse.
Do your research.
So this mum, and I don't want to be harsh on this mum because she obviously believes this.
I'm sitting down and I still fell.
Well, Niamh, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I don't know the woman. I have to take her at face value what she's saying.
No, she's a fucking idiot.
That her son...
How can you call her a fucking idiot?
Developed autism. Her son developed autism because they lived under the flight path at Dublin Airport.
That's some court case, isn't
Pretty
it?
Sure it is.
Well, there's so many court cases over noise and everything else.
This is very different to noise now.
Well, it's a hard... Autism is a very hard thing to actually understand, let alone get your head around how it happens. I can't speak for that woman I don't know the situation, and I'm not a doctor.
But Niamh, it's genetic. Autism is genetic.
It's not genetic.
Oh, is it not?
If it's genetic, how come I don't have it? Because my eldest sister's autism. I didn't get it. What happened there? The genetics didn't work. My children don't have it.
Stay there for a second, Niamh, if you can, please. There's a lot of messages coming in on this. This is Keith.
Chemtrails, contrails, they are real. They're 100% real. Bill Gates openly admits that he's trying to cool down the earth. They're trying to cool down the earth. So they're causing cloud seeding. So when we're not getting that much sun or we're getting overcast, you know, a couple of airplanes go out, they let out a few of the cons behind them, which will spread out over the atmosphere. And believe it or not, it's actually against, well, what they say is against global warming. So they put it as global cooling, which is a load of fucking bollocks, if you ask me, because what it really is keeping people sick, keeping people going to the doctors. When you understand that big pharma companies would not be operating if they hadn't got sick people. Now, we all would get sick, but to the level that we're having it today, super cancer is out now, right? Where people have been diagnosed and haven't even got so much time to fucking to do what they used to do years ago, that bucket list or whatever, they're all just dying off. This is all down to the chemtrails being fucking put down on the population. You know, and it's common knowledge now. Like, if you go back 10, 15 years ago, yeah, you were called a conspiracy theorist. But now, in March 2025, it's been common knowledge for a good while now. So, who's the conspiracy theorist?
You still are, Keith, you still are. Vivian.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God, Jonathan, you fucking gobshite. Vapor coming out of the back of planes is part of flying. They cannot fucking stop it. There is no need to study it. They know what the fuck it is. Seriously. Fuck's sake.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Now, let me bring in Andrea.
Hey guys, I'm in work so I can't come in. Oh, come on. But I'm just wondering, is maybe the change in the clouds because we're burning less harmful fuels for the last few years? Everyone's aiming to be net zero and all of this bullshit. Getting rid of all of the harmful fumes from the fuel that was being burned. So maybe that explains the change. And actually, it's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Now, Jessie has been back onto us. I'm just reading through the messages on Facebook here. And she says, you've proven me right. That's why I didn't come on. Now, in fairness, you did take the piss. You did take the piss out of her. I genuinely would have loved to talk to you. I wouldn't have taken the piss out of you. And I still won't. But I feel sorry for you, actually. I feel sorry, not because you have a child with autism, by the way. That's a blessing, by the way. It's not a bad thing to have a child that has autism. It should never be seen as a negative. But I feel sorry for you that you believe that someone put that in your head. You must have seen that somewhere on Facebook, or you saw a YouTube video, or maybe you were speaking to someone like Niamh, and somebody put that in your head that your child's autism was caused by a chemtrail. I really feel sorry for you that you're going through your life blaming chemtrails on your son having autism when it's a genetic condition. It just, and Niamh, in fairness, and I'm not generally talking about you, but conspiracy theorists like that have a lot to answer for, that they've convinced this mother that her child has autism because of a chemtrail. I find that morally repugnant that someone put that in her head.
I tell you what, that is completely unfounded. I never came on here and said that I believe her child.
No, I'm not saying you do, but people of that.
I'm telling you, it's a factual information is there for you to read and to understand what they're doing. If you choose not to see that and blame me as a conspiracy theorist, that's fine. But don't blame me when it blows up in your face and you realise you've been had. A lot of people are only waking up to this reality that the government and Big Pharma do not have your best interest at heart.
Well, they
actually, to put it into perspective
Sorry, Niamh, I have to ask again. I feel like a broken record at this stage. What is the end game here? Who's controlling this? Who's doing this? How are airlines involved? There just aren't answers to all of those questions, bar one photograph taken of an airplane.
You're saying that, but the reality is we actually don't know how much is involved because it's all supposed to be secret. And we're all supposed to be nut jobs to talk about it because that's the way the mainstream deal with it. Instead of actually going, okay, let's have a look at the facts. Geoengineering is real. The harp machine that they all said never existed is real. Okay? Now, if they were created, and let's face it, they were created by scientists and military as a weapon, right? It's a weapon, we just don't know what it does because you're not going to get told. So you have to establish the fact harp is real, geoengineering is real, and what was the real reason for it being developed? Okay?
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me bring in Jason on this. Let me bring in Jason. How are you, Jason?
Adrian, are you for real? Is this a wind-up today, is it?
No, it's not.
I mean, come on. Ever since the invention of the internet, all these people have a platform to get together. Okay, so they're saying the airplane people are poisonous. How are they keeping all them thousands of people quiet? And how long has it been going on for? People get old and retire. So when them people retire, do they sign in non-disclosure that they're not allowed to tell us? And then new people come in. Like, how far back does this go? Like, how many people are involved? And as you keep asking, what are they going to do with the end product when we're all wiped off the earth?
What was the goal? What was that all about?
How are they going to spend all their money? Who are they going to rule over?
They'll save a fortune on social welfare for a start. We have all that money.
And nobody to make the money to spend it on.
Niamh, I have to ask that question. What is the end goal here? What do you believe?
You have to ask Bill Gates and his friends. I don't know.
He keeps telling us he's not up to anything. Remember, he was when they put up the 5G mass.
Are you trying to tell me that Bill Gates never said that he wants to depopulate the world by 2030, no?
Why would he want to depopulate the world? They want more people in the world so they can make more money on taxes.
He believes there's too many people in the world. You only have to look at Google what Bill Gates did in Africa with his so-called vaccines and see what you think of that. It wasn't a good idea.
How's he getting away with it? How come he's not locked up then for trying to wipe people off? Because it's illegal to murder people.
We only have to look at ourselves for that. Come on now. We've Michael Lowry.
Do you get out much, mate? Can I ask you something? Do you get out much?
I do get out a lot more. That's probably what the problem is, buddy. I get out a lot more than you.
And what, do you spend your time walking around Howth Head looking at the lines in the sky? Is that what you do?
I don't. But can I ask a question? Either he is believing heart and geoengineering. What? Yes or no?
It's a drink.
Yeah, but no, but geoengineering is a thing. Geoengineering and chemtrails are two completely different things. And this mother, I can't get this mother, Jessie, out of my head, believing that her child developed autism, which you can't develop autism, by the way.
Why does that surprise you, Jeremy? People believe anything. Listen to that man. They will literally believe anything. Anything that goes on the internet now is, what do they like to say? And they put in big capital letters, fact. It's fact, because I read it on the internet. I could read millions of things. I could show you studies now that there's Yetis running around, that there's the abominable snowman running around, that fucking Bigfoot is running amok in America. Are you for real, mate? Come on, man. I mean, you were either dropped on your head as a child or you've literally just been smoking too much. And this is coming from a smoker. I was literally going to give it up, but if this is the way the world is going, I think we should smoke more and love more and live less.
Yeah, why not? But you just don't think, you don't accept. You're in ignorance.
He needs
mode
to wake up.
Yeah, you're in ignorance mode because you don't want to accept that any possibility of geoengineering. If you actually go down the little rabbit hole of it, and
but you're
see
not
what's
answering
real
one. You are not answering one question.
And you didn't.
What is
haven't.
The end goal?
You
what is the end goal? Why would they want to wipe us off the face of the earth? They'll have less money in taxes. If it's all about money and greed, right?
Okay.
So if there's less people working, there's less people paying money. So what are they going to do with this empty planet they have?
Ask Bill Gates, buddy.
You won't answer my phone. You won't answer the call.
And the thing is, if Bill Gates, I know he doesn't have any involvement with Microsoft anymore. If Bill Gates had wanted to kill off people, sure, less people would be buying Microsoft Windows then.
Yeah,
so
it just doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense.
Bill Gates, Bill Gates' money, all his money is going on putting proper water, running water into Africa. I don't know if you've ever seen documentaries on the amount of money that Bill Gates has put forward for helping the third world. Like, the man is trying to help the world. He's not trying to kill people.
That's very debatable.
When there was a delay there, I thought he was after killing you. It's like, Bill's after getting to him.
No, he didn't get me.
So you don't you don't think Bill Gates is a good man?
No, I think he's an arsehole. There you go.
All right, Niamh, thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in more opinions on this. Dez.
Hi lads, sorry I can't come on, I'm working at the moment. Just want to say that Bill Gates has said that he wants to do this and it's going to be of benefit to reflect the sun. And the only other thing I'd say is during COVID, when there was no flights, the weather was beautiful for the full year. There wasn't a bad day when there was no planes in the sky. Thanks, love the show.
Joey.
Cram Charles, eh? When news used to say that this is all big conspiracies and idiots and this, that and the other, making things up and that, and it's being proven yes and yes and yes and yes again. And now he's talking about it and saying it's real. Use it, fucking having a laugh, use things.
Well, I love the way people say it's been proven, yet it hasn't been proven.
Nothing has been proven on this show today, Joey. Tracy!
Well, my mammy told me that when a rainbow appears, it means that the leprechauns were leaving us money. And when it thundered, Holy God was angry. And when it rained, Holy God was sad. And them planes he's talking about, them DHL planes, they have all the Shein orders on them. Seriously, I can't.
Oh, yes, they actually do. And they're all going to my house because my wife is always on Shein.
Let me bring it. That's a brilliant message, Tracy. David.
Hey, guys. Great show there as usual. Can't come on because I'm stuck in work. But yeah, that guy there just talking about all his chemtrails and all. Jesus Christ. Like, just needs to go give his head a fucking wobble. These people are out there, though. People like this, you like, really believe this kind of stuff. My friend's sister. She was big against the HPV vaccine. So here's one for you. Wait to hear this one. And she let both of her daughters get it anyway. But she said to me that it causes cancer and it causes arthritis and it causes this and it causes that. And I said, where are you getting all of this? Where are you getting all this? And she sent me an email. She sent me a link to realpharmacy.org. And pharmacy was spelled F-A-R-M-A-C-Y. Like, I mean, and I just looked at it. I just said, seriously, like, these people, like, they're brainwashed. It's just ridiculous.
Thanks very much, David. And one final message from Neil.
Yeah, I'm just after listening in there, lad, you're talking about chemtrails up in the air. I believe, I could be wrong, I don't know. This is my belief. Minus 50 up there, 600 mile an hour, 1500 degrees, the engines, and it's if you just ask me, it's just condensation. That's my belief. Could be wrong, don't know, but I don't believe what they're saying. Chemtrails to make the world more sick or to cool the world out. I don't know. I don't believe that. Cheers, lads.
Thanks, Neil. And Neil, you've described it absolutely perfectly. That's exactly what's coming out of the back of an aeroplane at 36,000 feet. It is condensation.
I'm just going to check that website. Real Pharmacy, F-A-R. Real Pharmacy. Real Pharmacy. Great website. By the way, I'm going to get my hay fever jab in the bum next week. Big Pharma. Now, I've been getting that for the last couple of years. Not a bother on me. Trust Big Pharma. Now, sorry. Who's at the door? Yeah, hang on. Oh, sorry, your envelope.
Oh, the brown envelope?
Pfizer.
Excellent. Brilliant. Pfizer envelope. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification of the next episode. We'll catch you then.